Ryan, I was just asking David Leguan and some of the other guys, you know, it's been 4 years, but you see a guy, it seems like you can kind of pick up where he left off. I mean, he seems like the same guy, Alex Radulov, and he comes back. He's got that same personality, doesn't he?
Definitely. He's still the same guy that when he left. A lot of energy, fun to be around. Always, just smiling, laughing. Rads, another $50 there, stepping on the
That's the second the logo, time, yeah.
Yeah, so... might take him a while to learn that, but he's the same guy.
Well, it wouldn't be him if he didn't have stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think he set a record for most nicknames by one player, I think. I mean, a wide spectrum of nicknames when he was here before, so now he's probably earned another one.
He probably does it just to get the boys fired up, too. That's kind of the type of guy he is. You know, he does stuff for guys to give him a little reaction to it, so that's what that was there. But he's, it's fun to be back around him. He's got a lot of energy, and I think he can really help us win.
Did you always envision that this day would come at some point? I mean, it's been a long time, but I guess you couldn't allow yourself to just assume that it was going to happen. But now that it has happened,
yeah, I mean, it's something where you at first you're like, okay, he'll be back, and then you forget about it, and everyone says, oh, he'll come back to this last year. Now this year they're saying it again, so you don't really look too far into it. And then when he starts calling guys and, saying, hey, I'm coming back, then you start to believe it. And then when you see him here, it really sets in, I guess.
So he said earlier today at his press conference that you guys had talked, obviously, at world championships, at international competition, you'd seen him. So did you ever do any recruiting, or did you feel like that was something you had to do?
Yeah, I mean, we would always talk to him. So you're going to come back, what's going on? And, I think part of him wanted to, and part of him wishes he wouldn't have left. But, everyone makes decisions and has to live with those decisions, and people have to do what's right for them.
Now, with these new pieces, he's one of several guys that are new to the locker room, but you've loaded up with some pretty good experience here. As you, one of the leaders, you and Shea, what can you do to continue to help have things go as smoothly as possible? Because it's tough. I'm sure a lot of guys, the playing time's effective, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you just have to keep everyone positive. When you're winning, it's easy to keep guys positive, but if you hit a bump in the road, you have to try to keep everyone positive and, talk to the younger guys and say, hey, I went through this when I was younger. So it's just part of being new to the NHL. So it's for us, that guys that we're a little older now, we've gone through it. I think it helps the younger guys hearing from us.
You being a young player while he was a young player, how much different is this locker room now where he's more the same age as the guys, whereas before you guys were quite a bit younger than a veteran team like that?
Yeah, it's totally different. I think that had a lot to do with him, coming back too. I think he is full of energy, and some of the guys might not have liked that too much, but so I think that's a big part of the reason he came back, is because he's one of the older guys now, and he's with us. We kind of grew up together in the organization.
And finally, Ryan, as you look forward here, do you feel like as you move towards, there's a lot of work to do here to get ready for the playoffs here with 9 games to go, but do you feel like you guys have kind of closed the gap and feel pretty good about the pieces you have going forward here to make a run?
Yeah, I mean, we added a few pieces. We have a lot of depth right now, so you definitely feel comfortable, but you can't be satisfied. I mean, there's a fine line that, we have so many young guys, you can't be satisfied with where we are right now, because, things change so fast, and the standings, everything's so tight, and then when you do go into playoffs, you're going to, go through a lot of ups and downs, and I think for us right now, it's about staying level-headed and having the big picture kind of in mind.
Ryan, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.